Every week in our Wine of the Week, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg gives his recommendations for great wines to try. Now, we've heard your complaints that some of these wines are just too expensive. We've heard your complaints, so this week, WTOP saves you money on wine without resorting to two-buck chuck. Earlier, Sean and Hillary asked Scott why it's so hard to find a good bottle of wine for just under 10 bucks.
First of all, the fixed costs in a bottle of wine, a decent bottle of wine, average around $9. Now, baked into that, other than, you know, the glass, the cork, the grapes, and all the equipment and labor and shipping, there's about $2-$2.50 in there for just the distribution costs. So when you can buy direct from a winery, or better yet, your wine shop can buy direct from a winery, there's some savings to be had.
All right. Well, where do we start with that?
The non-vintage Rondel Brut Cava. Now, this is a beautiful bubbly wine. You know I love the bubblies. This is from Spain. It's a light-bodied bubbly, and it's more fruity than dry. But I really like it because it has these floral scents of white lilies, and then soft peach, nectarine, and roasted nut flavors. It's really kind of briny and fresh, so I think it'd go great with seafood. You can find it at Total Wine and McLean for $9.
Wow. And what about a Chardonnay for that turkey?
2013 Chardonnay. I like the Della Veneza. Now, this is by Allegrini, and it's a great value in a delicious unoaked Chardonnay. It's from northern Italy. The ripeness comes through in the fruit because of these intense aromas of apple and pear. And I really like this kind of citrusy boost that it gets. It's great, graceful and harmonious, and it just has a really nice, pristine palate. Considerable body, supported by crisp acidity, available at MacArthur Beverages in D.C. for $10.
Now, you can get an Argentinian Malbec for a decent price, right?
Absolutely. The 2012 Chanamuria. This is the Malbec from Argentina, and I just think it's beautiful. It's got soft tannins for a Malbec, which is really nice, but it supports the flavors of velvety plum and blackberry fruit just fine. A little hint of smoke finds its way onto the medium-based finish. Available at Schneider's of Capitol Hill, $10.
Wow, and who's got something good from Spain?
The 2013 Legado Muñoz. Tempranillo. I love the Tempranillo from Spain. And this has firmer tannins than the Malbec we just talked about, but it still supports those beautiful profile of dark berry fruit, earthy spices, just a little pepper, which I really like on the finish. Again, available at Schneider's at Capitol Hill, $10.
Okay, before we go, you are doing a live chat with us on WTOP.com, 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Tell us what you plan to chat about.
Well, I finally get a chance to interact with all our wonderful listeners, where they get a chance to ask me anything they want about wine or wine of the week, and I am going to be live and on the, on the web. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So they can ask you what mossy earth tastes like.
And I'm going to explain how my wife rubbed my face in the forest floor.
Very good. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg.